Good morning. After the record-shattering warmth yesterday across interior New York and New England, temperatures stayed mild overnight as a round of clouds and showers began to move in from the west. Some folks this morning seeing a little bit of wet weather, just the beginnings of the next system, which is working its way in our direction from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. A frontal system still well to the north and west will make an approach, and the closer that front gets, the steadier the rain will be. So scattered showers to start, followed by a steadier rain as we get through the afternoon and into the evening hours. Temperatures will be allowed to climb through the 60s and towards 70 in the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England with a lot of dry weather for a while, but where we see the rain, readings will be held back into the lower 60s elsewhere, maybe even sitting in the 50s closer to the Canadian border and out in the Mohawk Valley. That front will press through this evening and overnight tonight. The steady rain will wind down as scattered showers, and temperatures will drop back into the 30s and 40s. Drier weather will build in on Friday with an increasing northwest wind flow. We'll start out with clouds, but as that system continues to move away, we'll have a return to full sunshine during the day. And while temperatures will be cooler behind the front, still well above average, with just about everyone reaching at least into the lower 50s. Friday night, a cool night, temperatures back down toward freezing before rebounding well up into the 50s and lower 60s on Saturday as high pressure dominates the weather picture to start the weekend with full sunshine. More sunshine mixed with some clouds late in the day on Sunday and high temperatures remaining in the upper 50s to around 60. The next storm system will move into the region early next week from the Tennessee Valley, a good chance of rain on Monday with leftover showers on Tuesday. We'll start a drying trend in the middle of next week. High temperatures will remain in the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a large and anomalous upper-level low-pressure area will continue to drift slowly eastward over northern Mexico today. East of the low, a plume of tropical moisture will continue to stream northward into the Mississippi Valley and the southern plains. This will interact with a stationary front to produce widespread rain and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could be strong to severe with high wind gusts, hail, and a small tornado risk. Moisture, instability, and upper-level dynamics will be greatest across the lower Mississippi Valley and portions of the southern plains, and this is where the potential will continue for heavy rainfall with the risk for more flash flooding. The axis of showers and thunderstorms will shift only slightly eastward tomorrow, and many of the same areas will once again see a flood threat. And a cold front and plume of Pacific moisture will stream into the northwest and northern California today, bringing rain and high elevation snow. The heaviest and most widespread rain is expected to fall across northern California, where flooding is possible for some areas. And temperatures will be well above normal once again across the mid-Atlantic, and afternoon highs will be about 15 to 30 degrees above average. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 37 degrees with a west wind at 54 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 27 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 51, 81% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.97 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Thermal, California, to a low of 4 at Leadville and Gould, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers developing in the mid-70s, Boston cloudy with rain moving in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo rain with highs around 50 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, a record-shattering 81 degrees, the low 48. The average temperature 65, that's 33 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday for the month, just a trace, and 10.3 inches for the year, which is 40.7 inches of snow now below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 42 degrees, the average low 23. The record high 72 set in 1977 and the record low 0 in 1996. Sunrise this morning was at 6:15 a.m. Sunset this evening 5:56 p.m. 11 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. cloudy with rain today and highs in the 50s. More rain this evening, tapering off to showers overnight tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers today and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More rain this evening, tapering off to showers overnight tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain today and highs in the lower 60s. More rain this evening, tapering off to showers overnight tonight, with areas of fog developing, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. More rain this evening, tapering off to showers overnight tonight with areas of fog, lows in the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain likely today and highs in the lower 60s. More rain this evening, tapering off to showers overnight tonight. Also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds to start, then increasing sunshine, breezy, cooler, but still mild in the lower 50s. Mostly sunny in the upper 50s to around 60 Saturday. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Sunday in the upper 50s. Rain likely Monday, lower 50s. Scattered showers Tuesday, mid-50s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-50s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I am News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.